Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, crypto joins stocks in extreme fear after Bitcoin loses that critical $30,000 support. As you can see right here, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop shares, rejects 32,300, rejects 31,000, and now at the next support zone. No real run of volume yet through which the liquidity tap should still happen, or we'll see a test at $24,000 for Bitcoin. I'll be breaking this down for you and checking out the latest from Max Keiser. He tweeted, hash rate bottoming, this China exodus cycle now, looking for a new all-time high in Bitcoin hash in 2021. New all-time high for Bitcoin 2021, 220,000 for 2021, still in play. Also in today's show, Mega Whale wallets dormant since 2018, abruptly add $841 million in BTC over the weekend. That's right, a collection of Bitcoin Whale wallets suddenly scooped up tens of thousands of BTC over the weekend after being inactive since December of 2018. Could you say massive whale accumulation? As I pointed out in yesterday's episode, supply shock in play this week. Also in today's show, crypto analyst predicts a 430% rally for Ethereum and says Bitcoin flippening is likely. That's right. A popular crypto trader and analyst is suggesting that Ethereum's price could jump by 430% next year by 2022. The trader known as Capo says he's betting on Ethereum over Bitcoin if the crypto market enters a new bullish period. Quoting him here, if we get to the fifth wave in the entire market, Ethereum will probably outperform Bitcoin and the flippening will be likely. I'm long on ETH / BTC. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, relief rally could take Bitcoin to these price levels, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. That's right. In a new video update, the high profile crypto analyst says that if Bitcoin rallies in the coming period, it could bounce off the 50 week simple moving average. Quoting him right here, a 34% move would take us back to maybe 44,000. A 45% move would take us to around 46,000, and a 62% move would take us to around $52,000 or $53,000 per BTC. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and all the major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red, but where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover. Bitcoin finally broke below that critical $30,000 support. What in the world's going on in the Bitcoin market? Let's break it down. Bitcoin failed to regain $30,000 after losing support this morning on Tuesday as the greed and fear indexes race each other to the bottom. As you can see right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, Bitcoin's price stays below $30,000 waterline. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin continuing trading in the $20,000 to $30,000 zone this morning as the largest crypto saw a turbulent night's price action, abruptly adding to existing losses to seal 24-hour negative returns of another negative 6%. The move came in tandem with scouring sentiment on traditional markets. The Fear and Greed Index, which uses a basket of factors to determine the mood amongst market participants, fell into the extreme fear zone on Tuesday, measuring 17 out of 100. it. And at the same time, the crypto equivalent, which is the crypto greed and fear index, one of my favorite indicators, raced to catch up, dropping to 19 of 100, also denoted as extreme fear. As you can see right here, currently rated a 19 out of 100 in extreme fear. And you can see for the past 1 month, we've been stuck in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD by that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. Now, the crypto greed and fear index saw local lows of just 10 of 100 last month, which is the low for this year, at least the lowest I've seen it, while the traditional counterpart score has halved in a week, as you can see right here on your screen. Now, perhaps predictably, traders were more than cautious, as Mikhail Van de Pop points out here, rejects 32,300, rejects 31,000, and now at the next support zone, no real run of volume yet through which the liquidity tap should still happen, or we'll see a test at $24,000 for the king of all crypto. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to break down that low and test 24,000. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And on Monday, fellow trader and analyst Rec Capital summed up the grim picture on spot markets, concluding that downside was more likely to prevail in the event Bitcoin fell almost exactly to his target zone. Checking out his tweet right here, Bitcoin has lost weekly support and convincingly lost the blue 50-week exponential moving average. Bitcoin has failed to preserve the bullish momentum that originated in the green box. In fact, sell side pressure may mount on Bitcoin and may force a return to the green area soon. As you can see right here on your screen, he nailed it, as that green box shows 29,400, which is precisely where we're at today. And a look at the buy and sell positions on major exchange Binance shows that support remains in place between 27 and 29,000 despite the recent price dip. And resistance, on the other hand, was thin below 35,000, providing a silver lining for the bulls, hoping for a swift rebound should the market find fuel for a U-turn back above the $30,000 mark. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin/USD buy and sell levels on Binance as of July 20th. Meanwhile, altcoins compounded existing weakness as Bitcoin fell, with many of the top 50 cryptos by market cap hitting 20% weekly losses. That's right, they're taking a beating right now. And Ethereum, the largest altcoin, lost its longer term 2021 uptrend on Monday, as you can see here, and is currently trading below that critical $1,800 support. As Rec Capital points out, Ethereum has lost its 2021 higher low trend line. And checking out the latest from Bitcoin maximalist Max Kaiser, he wrote, hash rate bottoming, this China exodus cycle now, looking for a new all-time high in Bitcoin hash in 2021. As we all know, the Bitcoin price tends to follow the hash rate, and he also predicts new all-time high for Bitcoin 2021, as well as $220,000 for 2021 still in play. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the one and only Max Kaiser. He also recently shared in an Orange Pill podcast, in terms of having a reverse Hunger Games for the billionaire class, I'm all for billionaires, but I think there should be an annual event where all the billionaires' names are put in a hat and one is drawn and he is stripped of his billions and has to start all over again. I elect Elon Fudd Puppet Musk, as I asked Crypto Twitter yesterday, who is the most toxic Bitcoin Fudd Puppet? And they chose Elon Musrat at 68.1%, followed by Peter Schiff at 20.7%, followed by Buffett and Charlie Munger at 7.4%, followed by Jamie Dimon at 3.7%. And speaking of Fudd Puppets, there was news yesterday announced that the organizers of the B Word Bitcoin Conference have confirmed that the event will feature live discussions between the Fudd Puppet himself, Elon Musrat, Jack Dorsey, and Kathy Wood. So my initial response, sounds great, minus the fact nobody cares to hear from apparatchik Elon Fudd Puppet Musk. F Elon, we are not selling. And I got a response down here. Many care what one of the most influential people on earth have to say. Most understand this. And my response, however, this clown doesn't deserve our attention. He's toxic, apparatchik trash, deceiving the masses in return for government subsidies in the form of carbon credits. He is a fraud, a fake, a phony, a fugazi. That's right. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, mega whale wallets dormant since 2018, abruptly add $841 million in BTC over the weekend, as well as crypto analyst predicts a 430% rally for Ethereum and says Bitcoin flippening is likely, as well as a relief rally could take Bitcoin into these price levels, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin and all the top cryptos currently correcting and in the red, with Bitcoin down 3.5%, maintaining just above $29,600. We have Ethereum, which broke that critical $1,800 support, now trading at $1,750, down 3.5% for the day. Binance Coin down 6.5%, trading at $264. Chainlink down 5%, trading at just $13.82. Crazy, considering not too long ago, Chainlink was trading above $50. We have XRP down 6%, trading at 52 cents, and Cardano down 7%, trading at $1.05. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A collection of Bitcoin whale wallets suddenly scooped up tens of thousands of BTC over the weekend after being inactive since December of 2018. According to BitInfo Chart's list of the biggest Bitcoin wallets, all addresses ranked 89 through 106, except rank number 90, which accumulated a total of 28,377 BTC worth $841 million on July 17th and July 18th in a synchronized manner. That's right, and all 17 wallets previously had exactly 8,000 BTC before accumulating more over the weekend. Four wallets received Bitcoin inflows at the exact time on July 18th. Another four addresses collected BTC at the same time only on July 17th, and three other wallets added Bitcoin simultaneously at a later time on the same day. Meanwhile, wallets ranked 95 all the way up to 102 all accumulated exactly 1,661 BTC, while three other wallets added 1,693 BTC, and another three accumulated 1,639 BTC. Now think about it from an outside perspective. If you were a whale, you'd probably have multiple wallets, right? Versus putting all your eggs in one basket. That's precisely what I think is happening right here with this massive whale accumulation, which makes sense that the uniformity of the purchase, plus the fact that each wallet has been dormant for the same amount of time, suggests that the whale addresses are a single entity, though this is currently unclear. At this time, the combined wallets hold a total of 164,337 BTC, worth nearly $5 billion, eclipsing the largest public holding of Bitcoin in MicroStrategy's treasury. That's right, Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy currently holds roughly 105,000 BTC, which he accumulated in 1 year. Crazy, right? On-chain analyst Will Clemente recently said that the crypto whales had been heavily accumulating Bitcoin since May, and that a supply-side crisis is now in play, which I broke down in great detail in yesterday's episode. If you missed it, be sure to check it out. And before I break down our next story of the day, crypto analyst predicts a 430% rally for Ethereum and says Bitcoin flippening is likely, as well as a relief rally could take Bitcoin to these price levels, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.1 trillion with $67 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 46.8%, with the Ether dominance at 17.2%. And checking out the Bitcoin market cap, we're sitting at $555 billion, with the Ethereum market cap at $204 billion. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, virtually nothing minus Dash and some stable coins, as most of the top cryptos are currently correcting in the red. So let's check out the top losers for the day. We have ThorChain down 19% for the day and down 47% for the week, trading at $3.17. We have Quant down 17% for the day, trading at $57, and Polygon down 17% for the day and 35% for the week, trading at 64 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's break down our next story of the day, shall we? A popular crypto trader and analyst is suggesting that the Ethereum price could jump by 430% by next year in 2022. The trader known as Capo says that he is betting on Ethereum over Bitcoin if the crypto market enters a new bullish period. He also bets that Ethereum will flip Bitcoin's market cap and become the top ranked crypto asset in valuation, quoting him here. If we get the fifth wave in the entire market, Ethereum will probably outperform Bitcoin and the flippening will be likely. I'm long on ETH/BTC. Also like to point out that Ethereum has been outpacing Bitcoin since its inception, so I would not be surprised either if the Ethereum market cap flips that of Bitcoin. Also like to point out, this isn't the end of the world. Both cryptos could coexist simultaneously as they each have different use cases. Bitcoin is a store of value, aka digital gold, while Ethereum has many application uses from decentralized finance to smart contracts, etc. Now for some bullish price predictions, Capo says he expects the market to enter another bullish period before this cycle ends. He believes that Ethereum will peak above $10,000 by next year, making a 430% surge from its current price of around $1,800. Quoting him here, in my opinion, the cycle top will be above $10,000. There is no W3, W5 divergence yet, and the fact that the extension after such accumulation period between 2018 and 2020 has been too short, it makes me think that we'll see another leg up. I agree, and another leg up for this cycle. I feel it is inevitable, and a $10,000 Ethereum price I see very doable by this cycle top. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his $10,000 Ethereum price prediction. The trader adds that he is waiting for signs indicating that interoperable blockchain Polkadot is prepared to rally against BTC. Capo says he will be looking to buy Polkadot if it can recover key support against Bitcoin at about $16.90, quoting him here. .BTC, it's reaching support as expected, not entering yet because it's better to wait for a bounce, higher high, or even the bullish confirmation. How many of you are currently bullish on Polkadot? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, a relief rally could take Bitcoin to these price levels, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 840 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsjess.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. It also helps support the channel. Also be sure to follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. High-profile crypto analyst and trader Benjamin Cohen is discussing what a relief rally could look like for the king of all crypto. In a new video update, Cohen says that if Bitcoin rallies in the coming period, it could bounce off the 50-week simple moving average. And reflecting on historical price action, Cohen reasons that a bounce from the current level, which is just below 30,000 now at this time, could allow Bitcoin to rise by 34% to 62%. Quoting him right here, where could a bounce come? The 50-week simple moving average. We've had a bounce off the 50-week SMA many times in the past. If you go back to 2014, we had a bounce off the 50-week simple moving average. From the 50-week SMA, we went up about 62% or so. In 2018, we had a bounce off of it. That year, we went up around 45%. In 2019, also sort of had a bounce. It flirted with that line for a couple of months, and then we moved back up. We went up about 34%. And looking at Bitcoin's history of bouncing off the 50-week SMA, Cohen says a relief rally could take Bitcoin to higher price levels. Quoting him again here, if we do get a bounce off the 50-week simple moving average, we can at least see prior moves, which did not have us putting in new all-time highs immediately. If we were to go up, say approximately based on the prior moves, a 34% move would take us back to maybe $44,000. A 45% move would take us to around $46,000, and a 62% move would take us to around $52,000 or $53,000. Cohen says that although a rally off the 50-week SMA could push Bitcoin above 40K, he can also see Bitcoin building a larger base before igniting the next leg of his bull cycle. Quoting him here, I think it's important for the health of the market, in order for us to have a hope of ever going to $100,000, that we actually build out some decisive support at levels above $20,000. And so far, I don't really think we've done that. The last time we held the bull market support band as support was at $10,000. I would like to see it at $30,000. That would be the most optimistic thing. But in order for us to do that, we need to spend some time. This has got to come back down. A more bearish case would be to go to $20,000 or something. I think we need to hold it at support. For us to hold above $20,000 as support above the 20-week simple moving average, you could be looking at the end of the year. You could be looking at early next year before that happens. So I would say, be patient. So there you have it. And to watch this entire video analysis with Benjamin Cohen entitled Bitcoin, When Will a Relief Rally Come? Check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, how many of you feel that a 34 to 62% Bitcoin breakout is likely to happen, which could take us to 52 or even as high as $53,000 as this analyst predicts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, crypto joins stocks in extreme fear after Bitcoin loses that critical $30,000 support. I broke down the latest analysis from both Rec Capital as well as crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. Also in today's show, I reiterated that Max Keiser says a new all-time high for Bitcoin in 2021 2021, as 220,000 for 2021 is still in play. Also in today's show, we discussed Mega Whale Wallet's dormant since 2018, abruptly adding $841 million in BTC over this weekend. Also in today's show, we discussed crypto analysts predicting a 430% rally for Ethereum in 2022. It says a Bitcoin flippening is likely. Also in today's show, we discussed a relief rally, which could take the Bitcoin price as high as $52,000 or $53,000, says crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? How low will she go? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?